Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
Oh, man, it has been so long since we've played that lovely tune, Day-Day.
At least a fortnight.
At least a fortnight.
Not a fork knife.
No, not a fork knife. A fortnight. What's up, Snacketeers? How we doing?
I'll tell you how we're doing. Someone asked a question.
Someone asked a question?
Someone asked a question on social media. You know, the place where we all live.
Yeah. What'd they ask?
They asked about slotting.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a touchy subject.
That's a rabbit hole of a touchy subject.
Oh my, I mean, I could just go off and say, well, that's when they start, when the judges start slotting everybody in first, second, and third.
Yeah, but you can't use the word in the definition of the word.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So, this episode... This episode is called Live by the Scores, Die by the Scores, and if you don't name it that, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
I mean, that's it's in the show.
It's in the show.
It's literally in the show.
So since we ask about slotting, that means we also have to ask about the scoring system.
Oh, boy. Man, that sounds box one.
Negative one, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound box five.
No. No.
Or box six if we're talking WGI.
For anyone who doesn't know, the current DCI scoring system.
Please refresh my
memory.
Here
it is.
Yeah, hit it.
So we have general effect, mm-hmm. The absolute best category ever invented in the world. Given by two judges, 20 points each. Adds up to 40 points.
Okay, so we're at 40 points right now just on one
caption.
Caption alone.
Is 40 points.
That's a lot of points for one caption.
Spoiler alert.
Ooh.
No other caption has that much weight.
I wonder why.
That
does. Is it generally effective?
One would hope. So the next is visual. You have three subcategories. Visual proficiency, one judge, 20 points. Visual analysis, one judge, 20 points.
So now we're up to 80 points.
Color guard, one judge, 20 points. Add that score up
uh-huh.
and divide by two.
Okay.
Your best that you can get is 30 points. So we're up to 70 points.
I don't math anymore. That hurts my head.
20, 40, 60.
Yeah.
Is the total you can get.
Uh-huh.
You divide that number by two.
Uh-huh.
And that's what your visual score is.
Oh, that's weird.
Yes. So that's 30 points. Your visual
do
is
not like.
30 points. I know. I had a hard enough time figuring it out.
And we both know you're the smart one.
We are screwed.
We are so screwed.
The next one is Muzak.
Muzak. Oh, that's my favorite thing walking through a Kroger.
I hear Muzak. It's impactful. Again, three subcategories. Brass.
Uh-huh.
Thank God there's no woodwinds.
Ooh!
Music analysis and percussion.
Yes.
Once again, one judge each, 20 points, add them together, divide by two for 30 points.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we're at an overall 60 points between...
Visual and music are 60 points. General effect is 40 points.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm following the...
Yes, I had to check my own math. And DCI's math also.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you would just assume that it'd be out of 100.
Anywho.
Womp womp.
So, my analysis of this is you have two categories of captions. You have objective feedback.
Yes.
Which would be, you played a very good note. You played a very bad note. You're out of time. You did not hit your dot. You dropped your rifle, etc. These are objective feedbacks
yes.
that would add or subtract to your total score.
this is me being the judge. Oh, I saw you drop that. Nope.
Okay.
Oh, you caught it. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So then you have, so there are four judges who give you objective feedback.
Yes.
There are four judges who give you subjective feedback.
What is subjective feedback?
Subjective feedback is, I like your show. I don't like your show. I don't get your show.
Oh, pick me.
I think your show is about
fire.
And it's really about imagination.
Imagination.
The problem, though, with how the points are tallied is that from my perspective, and again, this is all my perspective. This is not the perspective of DCI or any other people in the world. I'm sure some people might agree with me. All of this is actually subjective.
I mean, after our discussion yesterday, yes, it is all pretty subjective.
Because all of this is based off of everything prior.
Mm-hmm.
So our performance orders are determined by how you finished the season last year. So your scores from last year have a subjective influence on how you start the season this year.
Yep.
The judges for the first show, if it were me, would easily do their homework. We're going to pick on Pacific Crest. Just because they're doing well this year, and so I can say good and bad things, hypothetically speaking, about them.
Of course.
We love you. This yes. is all hypothetical.
Yes, all hypothetical.
So, Pacific Crest. Go Pat Crest. I can't remember. They did not make the top 12 last year. I know that for a fact.
No, they didn't.
But, so that influenced their starting position this year.
Correct.
So, if I were a judge who was going to see Pacific Crest for the first time, I would look at what their last final performance score was, and I would look at what their first score was in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be my basis of where they're going to be, because there's no system of, okay, we're all starting at zero. You do something cool, there's a point. You do another thing cool, there's a point. You do something bad, there's minus 0.5. There's no basis of that.
Yeah.
You also don't start on the opposite spectrum. You don't start at 100, and you don't start ticking down like we used to do.
Yeah.
Which is in the 70s, everything used to be a tick. You dropped a flag, it was this many points off. You fracked a note, it was this many points
You're
off.
You're out of tune, that
You're
many.
Out of tune.
The whole, so on, so forth.
So on and so forth. So that's really just a huge part of this. And on top of that, your performance order, when you go on first, we all know this, any crew who's ever been on first, we all know you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because regardless of how good you are, if you're not the Blue Devils today, you're not going to be given the best score.
Correct.
And so as a judge, I have to reserve points, because if I, let's say again, Pacific Crest, what did I say? Brass was. Brass is out of 20. Let's say Pacific Crest has an amazing run, and I can find very few faults in that. Okay. Yeah. We had a few fracks, a little bit of intonation. Okay. But overall, an amazing run.
Mm-hmm.
Music execution wise, I'd give them an 18 out of 20.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, you're right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because I can't, if you can't find fault, past literally what you can hear, you're going to have to give them a high score.
Yeah.
And so let's say they get an 18 out of 20. Is that the same 18 out of 20 that the Blue Devils are going to get? It should be. Because again, when you hear the Blue Devils, I don't hear, just because they sound bigger or broader or better or whatever, just because their trumpets can hit higher than Pat Crest can, doesn't mean that they should get a 25 out of 20.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that doesn't make any sense.
And that also breaks the scale.
Obviously. So to me, that's the whole bit of this, is that no matter how good the earlier performing cores are, we have to reserve points.
Yeah.
And also, we can't give out too many points, because you can't go from a 70 to a 90 in one day. That's just not going to happen.
Are you sure? I mean, stranger things have happened.
Right. But so then the slotting for those who ask, the slotting occurs when you have two cores or several cores who have never gone up against each other for the season finally show up. The best example of this is the show where Devils and Crusaders met for the first time.
Yes.
So if you looked at these guys separately, they were tying. They were neck and neck.
Oh, yeah.
88.5, 88.7, 88.8, 88.9. They were neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they show up together, and it's Blue Devils 90 and Boston Crusaders, I think they got an 88 or an 89. It was a clear, at least 1 point difference between the two of them. And you'll see this. You'll see this at San Antonio. You're going to see it at Allentown and Atlanta. You're just going to see where there's just a clear definition. We know this core has to be better than this core, has to be better than this core. So we're going to make sure that there's at least a clear gap where these guys fall in line. And again, I'm not saying that this is what they intentionally do, but it's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from an outsider perspective of us being alumni of Drum Corps, but also fans of Drum Corps.
Right.
It 100% looks like...
It's just, we need, like it's predetermined.
I'm going to use the F word, favoritism.
Yes.
I hate to say it, you know, but that's what it looks like.
Right.
You know, obviously, if we can ever interview a judge, I hope they can be like, listen, this is actually how it works. You know, we're well-trained. You know, I know a lot of these judges are either college professors or... You know, they've taught the activity, they've done the activity for a long time. You know, I get it, but
I'm not saying I could do a better job.
Oh no, not at all. Yeah,
it's just this is again the observation, and when you and the thing that always got to me, and coming from, as you say, coming from an alumni, coming from a core that I never placed above 18th place and never made the semifinals, so. You know, I complain all I want because you beat a specific core all season long or several shows in a row, and then all of a sudden you find this clear and deliberate, you have the best performance of your season,
mm-hmm.
and you drop a point.
Yep.
Just so this other core is going to score higher than you all of a sudden.
Yep.
And again, I'm not saying anything, but that core happened to have won world championships in the past, and we had not.
Yes.
So my final bit here is the overall scoring when you're looking at the beginning and at the end of the season. This is why I don't think the scores make any sense, is because let's just say, again, Pacific Crest, I love you, but you're going to be my guinea pig today. At the first show of the season, Pacific Crest marches out. They have a great run. It's their first show. Maybe they got a lot of rookies. They get a 50, okay? And I'm just using a 50. I don't know what they got. I don't care about the scores. But they get a 50. Blue Devils, same night, same show, same state, and they get a 70. 60 days later, 29 competitions later, Blue Devils and Pat Crest are in the top 12. Pat Crest, best performance of their lives, they get a 70. And the Blue Devils get a 99. If you were to take Pat Crest's best performance of the year, best performance of their history, and you mean to tell me that it's exactly the same as Blue Devil's first run? That's what the
Something smells fishy.
That's what the points, and it's not Boston's Crusaders.
It is
show.
Not Boston's Crusaders show.
But that's where, to me, the scores don't make any sense.
Yeah. So the big point of this is Drum Corps judging is whose line is it anyway?
Everything's made up and the points don't matter. I would rather care about each of your performances, about each of these cores. I don't care about the ranking. I know, financially speaking, there's a significant difference between 26th and 25th and 13th and 12th. Yeah. I'm not going to knock that. I know there's a huge, huge marketability between top 12 and not top 12.
Yeah.
I know you win a championship and people start salivating. I mean, look at the Blue Coats. Again, yeah. love you guys. In 2006, you guys were in the middle of the pack. You had rusty instruments and old uniforms. But man, you guys win in 10 years later, you win a championship and people are worshiping you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you didn't deserve it.
No.
I'm not saying you guys aren't good. I'm just saying that's the difference.
Yeah.
So I understand where rankings play a huge part in a course success.
Oh yeah.
And that's just where the scoring system, I feel, is, I'm going to say the R word, rigged.
Yikes.
If not, heavily influenced.
Yes, I can agree with you fully on that last bit. Well, Snacketeers, we're a little over on intermission, but, you know, it's hot outside, so go hydrate.
Don't hydrate.
And, you know, if you want to chime in on this, hit us up on Instagram, hit us up on Spotify. You can ask questions on Spotify.
What?
Yeah. I noticed that today.
Yes.
Ask us questions, like, subscribe, tell your friends, have them tell two friends.
Buy a sticker.
That way we can, unveil our... Pepsi.
It's not Pepsi. This podcast is not sponsored by Pepsi.
No, it is not sponsored by Pepsi or
anyone
yet. Come on, somebody, please.
By listeners like you.
Yeah. We are the PBS of podcasts.
Roll the end.
Roll the end. All right, well, I'm the Yeti.
I'm Day Day.
Well, we'll see you guys next time at the concession stand.
Love you, bye.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.